She was a disciple. Tabitha, also called Dorcas, was devoted to good works and acts of charity, and she was a disciple. Folks who think that women aren't supposed to be ministers don't like it. But this is not a maybe she was, maybe she wasn't scenario. The Bible calls Dorcas a disciple. Not every translation says it the same way, but the Greek word mathetria is the feminine equivalent of the masculine word mathetes, and both mean disciple. Feminine and masculine forms of the word don't downgrade it or raise the value of one over the other. Dorcas was a disciple, pure and simple. She's one of many significant and strong women in the Bible, like Elizabeth, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Lydia, Priscilla, and Dorcas. Arguments that still try to say women cannot be priests or pastors or ministers or any theology that attempts to subjugate women, tell women to be submissive, or define anything about what women can and cannot do, well, it's just plain wrong. Fight me. You ever seen that meme? Okay, this is from our former intern, Cindy. You've seen the movie Deadpool? Anyone seen the movie Deadpool? Only the guys and, okay, a couple women. But, yeah, it's a superhero movie, but it's just sort of raunchy and raw. And then there was a movie called Once Upon a Deadpool, which was a PG version of that, sort of a softer version. Anyone seen Once Upon a Deadpool? Just one? Oh, see, younger people, right? Okay. And then there's the movie that came out this past weekend, Detective Pikachu. Who saw Detective Pikachu? Nobody. Okay. Well, this is what Cindy said. Detective Pikachu is just PG Deadpool. Fight me. And what that means is argue with me and everything. So if I say something like, hey, anyone that says that women can't be disciples, you're wrong. Fight me. Nobody wants to? Okay. See how I got Detective Pikachu in there right now? I don't know anything about the movie, but apparently Pikachu and Charizard have a fight. Anyone know who Charizard is? No? Look, we got a Charizard fan out there. That can't happen, right? Pikachu cannot fight Charizard. It just doesn't happen that way. Look at Carol. She's like, why are you talking about Pikachu? What are those? They're Pokemon. Pokemon's a big thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Pokemon Go, kids have it, the app on their phone, and St. Paul's is, I think, still a Pokestop on Pokemon Go, because occasionally there are kids riding bikes around here and getting points or something for picking up Pokemon. Anyway, I digressed an awful lot from Dorcas to Pokemon. So Dorcas, the disciple, cared for others. And when she died, other disciples called for Peter, who prayed and called for her to get up. She did. People saw she was alive and they believed. Tabitha is her Hebrew name. Dorcas is her Greek name. And they both mean gazelle. And Dorcas was respected and loved by everyone in Joppa. She was loved and respected by Jewish people and Gentile people, and that's why her name is listed in today's Bible reading in both forms. That she was a disciple? Well, that seems to break the rules of Christian denominations, or many of them. Yeah, it does. She was a leader of men. She was a leader of women. That definitely broke the rules of the culture where Dorcas was a disciple. But that's just the beginning. There's a lot of rule-breaking in the Bible reading today. When Dorcas died, those she served thought it must be some kind of mistake. They sent for Peter, who arrived before she was to be buried. He prayed and told her to get up. She came back from the dead. What could be bigger than that? Maybe nothing. But maybe there's some other things in here that are really important. Woven into this resurrection account, and it's beautiful. Tabitha, get up. There's broken rules that include the inclusion of people thought to be outside or unworthy of being God's people. First one we know, Dorcas was a woman, and the Bible says that she was a disciple. Rule breaking. Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, also didn't let the Jewish Gentile territory stop her from helping widows and others who needed care and clothing. She showed love for the ones everyone else seemed to forget. She broke the rules by associating equally with people who didn't respect the equality of the other. Rule breaking. Then, after Dorcas came back to life, Peter went to live in the home of Simon, a tanner. Tanners worked with dead flesh. They were considered unclean and living outside of the law standards. Peter broke the rules by living in Simon's home. The authorities called someone who earned a living doing what Simon did unclean. Ritually unclean, detestable, an abomination. All the same thing, all of that. Some would say that the rules say that women cannot be disciples. Dorcas was a disciple. Some would say that the rules forbid social interaction between Jews and Gentiles. Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, didn't care. Some have said that to touch the flesh of dead animals makes someone ritually unclean. Peter lived with one who was ritually unclean. Women, tanners, Jews, Gentiles, everyone's included. We should know this by now, right? If the rules dictate ways to keep people out or to gain power over a person or a group of people, then they're bad rules. If the rules are used as a reason to exclude, then I'm an advocate of breaking those rules. And before anyone starts thinking, yeah, but what about, and insert phrase here that supports whatever you're thinking, I think that the rules that protect people by keeping good boundaries are good and right and necessary. We need to follow the rules of common decency, respecting each person as a person of value. You know, don't bomb people, don't shoot people, don't use violence to try to get your point across. Those are good rules. They come to mind. Another might be, when someone breaks those rules, don't turn relief efforts or words of support into political weapons used to find some way to gain power. Another might be, don't try to enforce your religious rules on someone who doesn't follow your religion. We have too many rules that have nothing to do with common decency or protecting folks in danger. They just have to do with territory and, you know, you're not allowed in my club mentality. Those are bad rules. They're cruel. They're mean-spirited. They're get off my lawn. If you have the wrong skin color and you don't have the papers on you, I'm going to kick you out. They're terrible. Rules based on ignorance and fear about who is going to go to the bathroom someone else thinks that they should be in are unconscionable. Rules that oppress the weak and powerless in our society are wrong. Rules that seek to silence the voices of the oppressed and the marginalized are terrible. I'm an advocate of breaking rules like those. Yep, I'm an advocate of breaking rules like those. When the rules get in the way of being a people who live and breathe love, they need to be broken. Dorcas broke rules. She devoted her life to good works and acts of charity. She cared for widows and made clothing for them. Not respecting any Jewish-Gentile boundaries was rule-breaking, but her hospitality and care weren't rule-breaking at all. They were rule-following. Those two rules, love God, love everyone. Widows lived at a high risk of not having a place to stay and food to eat. With no husband, there was nobody to care for them. Dorcas reached out in kindness to people in need. Remember, if the rules ever keep us from reaching out in kindness to people in need, then those rules need to be broken. We can learn from the account of the resurrection of the disciple Dorcas. The rules that we really already know as followers of Jesus. Everyone's included, no one is excluded. And following the example of Dorcas and Peter, we can live that out. And if at any time there are systems, guidelines, or rules that dictate that we must exclude, take power from, exploit, harm, divide, or reject anyone, we can live out unconditional love by breaking rules, because that is life-giving. Amen.